Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hour has arrived. It is in what show? We are down the home stretch. Jim just quit, and do you agree that Johnny B that ran him off? Yeah. Most people think Johnny B is the reason. Jim denied that, of course. So I feel like it's only right to get the first comment from Johnny B.
Say whatever he wants to. He is good at one thing, quitting. That's the shortest quit time of any quitter ever quit. I mean, he is the auctioneer of quitting. Like, you know, you can't even keep up with what he's saying. It's short. You know, if he's in prison, they'd be calling him Short Eyes. That's the reason he can't go out in public and has to register where he lives. And I also want him to send me my number 13 Merrill boot back once they get it out of his butt. Because that's only fair.
Well, okay, we just did want to get we did want to give you the opportunity for the first comment.
I appreciate you letting me get back on, Paul. Thank you very much.
Anytime. You always thought it would be this guy who would run him off. But in some ways, maybe he did. Legend is next.
Man, you're talking about a Buster Douglas moment. Johnny B. had one yesterday, didn't
he,
Paul? Buster Douglas! Who looked at that? Jim had pointed it up by 101 odds to win that thing. And Johnny B. come out swinging, baby. Wrote the note. That got him. I'm proud of you, Johnny B. Johnny B. good. Johnny B. good. All over Jim's face. I love it. But you know what, Paul? Jim will be back. We all know that, man. You know, liars, they lie. That's what they do, you know. He'll be back. Ain't no doubt about it, man. Ain't no doubt about it. I ain't got no problem with it. You know, he leaves, he comes back. That's just Jim, man. I mean, he's quit more times. He's quit and come back more times than Tom Brady, Paul. More than Leonard Skinner. What is ZZ Top? More than Elton John, man. This dude done had so many return trips. It's crazy, man. Hey, Paul, talking about Leonard Skinner. You know, I've had the great blessing to, you know, do TV this year with Tony Curry and Kip Kiefer. I bet you never guessed who we had on the show last Saturday on the starting lineup on ABC.
No, tell me about it.
Damon Johnson, the lead guitar player of Leonard Skinner, was on the starting lineup last
week. Wow, what a guess. Tell me about this.
Yeah, he was on there. He he's a big fan of Tony Curry. You know, Tony Curry's got the TKR. He got his own rock station, a really cool classic rock station. And he does a podcast on there. So Tony invited him on the show, and he was on the show with us. And he announced that Skinner and ZZ Top going on a tour, tour starting next month.
Now that will be some some Southern fried rock right there.
Hell yeah. You remember I told you I wrote them songs for Skinner when I was in prison. Boy, God's good, Paul. You never know what's going to happen. New miracle every day. I'm giving one of my songs to Tony Curry this week. He's going to pass it along.
I'm glad you mentioned Tony. I used to work with Tony, but Tony is one of the all-time classic rock jocks of all time. I mean, you talk about Tony. I think he worked afternoons. I can't remember it. Classic Rock in Birmingham? Is that the name of the station?
Yeah, 99.1.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, he was great. He still is, man. He's a Hall of Famer, you know. But, you know, I heard something today, Paul, that the Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, and chances are Justin Fields getting traded to the Atlanta Falcons. You think that's a good move for the Falcons?
Well, I guess he's from there, so if that matters. I mean, certainly better than what they had.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Falcons got a lot of talent up there with Kyle Pitts and Drake London, B. John Robinson. They got a lot of talent up there. They put a quarterback with it.
Now they have 1-9, don't they? They got the first pick from the Panthers, and they had the ninth. So they're in good shape.
Yeah, they're talking about Caleb Williams and Dallas Turner. That would be a big haul for the Bears, right?
Well, that sounds a little bit like Houston last year.
Yeah, it would. Hey, did you see CJ Stroud tell Cam Newton on his podcast that Auburn sucked?
No,
Cam
I did not
Newton
see that.
I continue to forget to watch
Cam's podcast.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not much to watch it either. I just see the thing about C.J. Stroud, but C.J. Stroud told him that Auburn sucked. Cam told him that Saban's going now. We're going to take that thing over. And old C.J. Stroud said, man, Auburn sucks. Alabama's Alabama. And the reason I say that, I'm so sick of hearing all these fans talk about the downside of Alabama. Alabama's going down. It's over. It's a disaster. But what about the other side of the coin, Paul? What if it goes the opposite way? I know this right here. Two top five 2025 recruits are going to be on campus next week. And one of them said last night it was an honor to get an offer from the University of Alabama. And even though Nick Saban's the GOAT, what really has impressed him about Alabama all these years is Will Addison Jr., Bryce Young, Calvin Ridley, Derrick Henry, all these young folks that grew up watching Alabama walk across that NFL stage to become millionaires. If you think that ain't in their mind, you crazy, man. The A still is the greatest symbol in college football history. And for that guy that said the locust is coming, that A is Moses, baby. Got the staff out there. We don't mind no locusts. You can bring whatever, locusts, tigers, bears, and alligators. It don't matter. That A still stands for the greatest university of all time. And before we get off, let me say this about Eli Gold. From the outhouse to the penthouse, you are a legend, dude, and we love you at the University of Alabama, and you will never be forgotten. You are as big as Bear. You are as big as Saban. You are a damn Alabama legend. Elvis has left the building.
John is up next. Hey, John.
Hello, Paul. Paul, what's up today?
We're doing great, John. Good late afternoon.
Yeah, Paul. Anyway, I guess you'd say I have a rebuttal.
Yeah, sure, John.
To Jim, this is directed to both Jim and your previous caller. What was the guy's name who just called in?
That was Legend.
Okay, Legend. And Jimmy. I'm going to call him Jimmy. But, you know, Paul, I think a song, remember the song that John Lennon wrote called I'm a Loser?
Yeah, do you remember that one? I don't remember that one.
I'm a Loser. Well, or that song.
Imagine, Karma.
No, that song was what Legend and Jim are all about, and probably especially Jim. And, you know, Jim, I'm a loser, I'm a loser. And Jimmy, I'm not what I appear to be. Beneath this mask, I am wearing a frown because I am a clown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. And that's what he is, Paul. And you continue, your show continues to let people like Jim call into your show.
Hey,
John. Essentially, Paul, make a mockery of your show, young man.
I let everyone call in, including you.
Well, Paul, you know something? You need to have people to call in the show and start making sense and adding value to the show. And I'm not sure there's any value added to the show where you continue to let people like Legend and Jim AJ call in here, young man, and do this stuff. Every day you let them do this, and I try to selectively call in and talk sense.
Let me say, I don't appreciate you saying that about some of my friends.
They're your friends, Paul.
Legend is a friend of mine. JB. Who else did you mention? AJ. Yeah, I mean, these are my family, John. They're my family.
Well, Paul,
and
all
you
I can
just
tell you,
took
it's,
a
it's
you
pathetic.
Just took a leak on my family, and I don't appreciate that.
It's an embarrassment, and it's pathetic.
Who,
and
hey,
all
John,
I can say right
who,
now,
who
Paul,
chose,
is God,
who appointed
God, help,
you,
God help us, Paul.
Who appointed you to be king of the world?
Well, Paul, you know something? At least people like me tell it like it is, Paul. Okay? We
and
your show
and
needs
you don't
to face
think,
facts.
And you don't think we keep it real here, John?
No, you don't. No, you don't, Paul. You guys,
I mean,
like
John,
I've said
we,
before, you
we,
have
we do
an
keep
agenda.
It real.
What's what?
We do keep it real. When you got the president, the president's middle name right, we told you you were wrong.
Well, you know something, Paul? I did some research on that. You know my opinion of Richard E. And by the way, he was probably, since the Second World War, the greatest president.
This country has ever had.
And wake up and smell the coffee.
There have been three.
Goodbye.
Oh. It's been a bit busy night. We'll take a short break. Back after.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Back as we roll on here on Wednesday night. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Paul. A couple of questions for you. Do you realize as soon as you posted Jim from Tuscaloosa has quit the show that your viewers jumped by 1 million viewers? You added one more million viewers just by posting that on the show. But have you noticed that the temper from John from St. Louis and Jim from Tuscaloosa are about the same? Are they kin to anybody around? Are they distant kin folks? Because they sure get triggered very easily. Now, Paul, I have a suggestion for you and then a question. You need to invest on a beachfront property, not very big,
open you up a little old small bar, kind of, you know, not big, sit around, drink some beer, watch the sunshine. And the name of it needs to be called Quitter Gems. And then you can go by and explain to you everyone how you got that name. Now, here's the more serious question, Paul. Does a real athlete, somebody that's competitive, talking about going to the pros, do they quit over things like that over and over and over again? I've been around it, and I'm telling you, he was not, because of the way he quits all the time. He does not have the mental ability to be a great athlete. Thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you, as always, Trey. You be well. Let's check in with Lee up next. Good afternoon. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Paul.
Yes.
Paul.
How's everything?
This is the Alabama Slammer. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. What's up? What's happening with you?
I'm just down here doing a little painting. I got the word on Eli Gold, and I was real concerned with it, Paul. What was going on with Eli, with Paul? I mean, with Eli Gold being fired.
Yeah, Lee, I do not know exactly what went down. Certainly, I had heard some things over the last couple of months that indicated that this might be happening. But Eli certainly didn't run away from it when he gave the interviews today.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. He's a great guy. I want to commend you on being a great guy, too. I'm surprised we hadn't met through all the years. I'm the Alabama Slammer. I was always on 106.9, home of the Alabama Slammer.
Absolutely.
You do a lot of arm wrestling at the BJCC. I know you're familiar with that place.
Oh, yeah, been there a million times. Do you still do that?
I hadn't done it in a few years, but I want to get back into it. A friend of mine, Terry Blue, beat the world champion years ago, and he's one that got me into it through the years. He's real good. He's phenomenal. It's unreal. But have you ever been through Gadsden?
I'm sorry, Uli, have you ever been where?
Have you ever been in Gadsden, Alabama before?
Gadsden? Oh, sure. Many, many times.
We eat at Pruitt's a lot. If you ever get back through here and you give me a call.
Yeah, no, I used to. I had a couple of really good friends in Gadsden back years ago, and would come up there a lot and have been to a number of functions up there. That's Etowah County, right?
That's right. That's where I'm at the south side. That's where Randy Ross coached and graduated and played for Randy Ross one year. And
No, that's a great area.
Yes, yes. I just got the privilege to talk to you. I've met so many people and wanted to meet you. I've tried to meet you several times. I've been working all over Birmingham. I'm a painter. That's what I do. I paint houses.
Well, Lee, hey, first of all, thank you very much, and we'll let's make that happen. I will be in Birmingham quite often in the next couple of months, and let's try to get together. Thank you very, very much. I-Man, calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, good afternoon, Paul. You know, I was listening to a couple things on your program, and let's just talk about them for a little bit. And first off, let's talk about the Mr. Black Hat guy. You know, I figured him out. He's Mr. Tidbit of Information. He knows a little bit about everything to almost talk about it and then maybe gather more information as you speak. And he was talking about Damon Johnson earlier. I mean, I guess, when Mr. Black Hat was away at scholarship school, he didn't get to hear too much music. But Damon Johnson was a monster icon legend for years. He's got a couple local bands in Birmingham that were just stunningly badass. I mean, people all over the state know who Damon Johnson is. And Mr. Black Hat also didn't, mention that Damon also played a couple stints with Alice Cooper on tour. And I tell you what, if you haven't seen Alice Cooper in the last 5 or 6 years, you're missing a hell of a show. And then Damon went on to do the thing with Thin Lizzy, major bands that he loved growing up, as most people did. And then he ended up playing for Gary Rossington as Rossington was sick.
Sure.
And he's landed a hell of a job with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and he fits right in there. But that's just Mr. Tidbit's lack of information. as far as the tournament goes, I've kind of withdrew from the bracket because I want you to give my spot to the little kid.
Well, he's going to get a spot, so you don't need to do that.
No, I want him to. If you're going to give me a higher spot, I want you to give that spot to him.
Okay, we'll do that.
And because I think he deserves those accolades. And Jim quit again. I can't imagine that. Hate to hear that, Paul.
That's your boy.
Why do you do this? I mean,
I didn't do anything. So apparently, he couldn't handle the humiliation of what happened with JB, with Johnny B, and it just came undone.
Well, I will have to give Johnny B a hell of a pat on the back. That was a good call for a first-time feud like that, especially with a heavyweight like Jim.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you heard legend. It was Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson.
There again, Mr. Tidbit, you got to love these little bitty tidbits he's got. I mean, he's a wonderful man. He's done everything. You know what? I was listening to Legend one day giving his laundry list of everything that he's done, and I'm thinking, hell, you got about 20 things more than Jim ever accomplished. But he's a little bit of everything, isn't he? You know, Paul, what's this
he's
about
my
Eli Goat?
What can I tell you? Well, I mean, thanks for chiming in. I appreciate it. Tanner is up next. Hey, Tanner.
Paul, perfect timing, as always. My friend, I-Man, he doesn't have the same fire in his belly that he normally has. Is that just me, or?
No, the theory is that once he started the bromance with Jim.
Exactly.
I-Man's trying to plan our caller bracket. I mean, I-Man, with all due respect, we don't need your help.
And Dominic doesn't need your help.
No.
Dominic is top seed. It's his. It's everybody else playing for second.
Yeah.
But since my friend I-Man is down in the dumps, I'd like to give a shameless plug and kind of drum up some business for him, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen in the Montgomery County and surrounding areas, come on down to I-Man's Used Automotives, where we not only sell cars, we'll sell our soul to get you in them cars. We're running a special today on a 2007 Nissan Altima, only
Ooh.
Been wrecked once.
I like that
I'd
car.
Like to have you riding out on 4 Maypops faster than you can say Wiggle Wiggle War Damn Eagle. I-Man's Used Automotives at the corner of Has-Beens and Dumpster Fire. That's I-Man's Used Automotives. Where we cash checks and calls wrecks. That's I-Man's Used Automotive.
This is good.
So,
Paul, well done, Tanner.
I give him credit. He's got the gift of the gab, but never met a con artist that didn't.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Sure words, never spoken. Tanner, thanks so much. Tanner with a great call. We head to the break. We have 30 minutes remaining right here.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Not this, man. Alabama and LSU on the same doubleheader card. Excuse me, South Carolina and LSU. Alabama plays at South Carolina at 7. Auburn at LSU in the nightcap. Two of the top teams in America. Back to the calls, and AJ is up next.
Hey, Paul. You know, speaking, Paul, of some locusts and some mosquitoes, Paul. I spent all night searching the Bible for Jim the Baptist, Paul. To no avail. To no avail, Paul.
Did you find him?
However I did. You know, I couldn't find him anywhere in there. But I did find John the Baptist. And you know, not one time did John the Baptist, he never, not one time, compared himself to Jesus like Jim did yesterday in his call. On his 14th call, Paul. 14th call, and he's still, and that's when he finally compares himself to Jesus. I'm going to tell you, though, what John the Baptist did say in the Bible, Jim, you uneducated, illiterate idiot. He did say that one of whom I'm not worthy to loose his sandal will be coming. And let me tell you something, Jim, you ain't even worthy to loose my damn sandal, Jim. You understand that? You ain't even worthy to loose my sandal, you quitting SOP. And I'm going to tell you this too, Jim. You know, Paul, I really wonder if Jim was able, you know, speaking of footwear, Paul, you know, I really wonder, do you think Jim the Baptist was able to get that Johnny B shoe polish off his breath? You need to watch out for them damn lightning bolts, Jim, because they're coming. War damn eagle.
Well done. Been a tough day. I'm sorry. Just choked up hearing about it. Susie is up next.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call again. Okay. Two things. When John from St. Louis called, did you hear a toilet flush?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Randy, did you hear a toilet? We can confirm we heard a toilet.
Yeah. Okay. Which
is very unusual. I mean, it's not unusual, but it's unusual for this show.
Right. That's the first time I ever heard one.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
I've seen a lot of people go down the toilet, like Jim a few minutes ago. But
Oh, yeah. I have a – you remember the song? It's played a lot in sports events when a team is beating you.
Oh, yeah.
And they start singing the song.
No. Yeah.
Na 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 na.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Na 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 na. Hey.
That's a good song.
Goodbye.
We did that.
But I know you'll be back, Jim. But Paul, another thing. He said he didn't come to the party 24 years ago or 20 years ago.
Right. It was about 23 years ago. Yeah.
Because he couldn't stand you then.
Right.
And I'm like, so you've been calling for 23 years because you can't stand him? But I was wondering, maybe you could have another party, and we could have a going away party.
Yeah, for Jim. I've tried. I mean, we did an all day deal in Tuscaloosa at a place that he goes to a lot with the Comedy Channel a couple of years ago. We invited him. Didn't show up. He never shows up.
Well, it's kind of sad. I mean, to me. I mean, you know. I want to look for good in everybody and hope and have hope for everybody too. So, but good talking to you again, and have a great night. And I'll try to be a little more compelling, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. A little blowback there. Let's go to what I would call a safe caller.
Okay. Bubba safe caller. Is that what I've been reduced to, is a safe call?
Well, what I mean by that is somebody that won't end the phone call with a little snarky remark.
Randy! No, I'm not going to do that to you, Paul. Listen, Paul, if you ever do need security in the Charlotte area, just give me a shout, dude.
Okay. Yeah, this is not where I need the security.
Wherever you need it. If you can get me there, I got you covered, brother.
Might need it in Tuscaloosa the next time I go after that gym call.
Yeah, I'll wear my Tennessee hat. I'll take care of you.
Okay, you got it.
I promise you. I'll be decked out in full orange. They can bring it on, baby. Now, I want to talk a little bit about John here. John's just really high on himself, isn't he?
I find John to be rather pompous.
You know, Susie said she heard the toilet flush?
That is correct.
Yeah, you know why the toilet was flushing? His Depends had gave out today.
I think you're right.
And honestly, John would not even be relevant to this show if it weren't for AJ doing his rendition of John.
Yeah, no,
that's the only substance John brings to the show, young man. And as far as him running Jim down, John is so much like Jim, it's not funny. And you know what I'm talking about, Paul.
Yeah, I do.
But anywho, hey, great show today. You guys hang in there. Have a good evening.
Hey, we plan on it. Thank you very much. Brenda is up next.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Brenda.
Hello.
Welcome in. Welcome into the bar.
Into the witching hour, huh?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it does feel like a holiday weekend. I know we just got over one, but that's how it feels tonight.
I mean, is it a full moon or is it going to be
we're
one?
We're pretty close to a full moon, aren't we, Randy? Yeah, I think we do have a full moon.
I was going to tell you that I'm driving back from Columbus, Georgia, and Tanner, I think that was his name.
Yeah, he was great.
That was such a great call. I enjoyed that so much. I did want to say, you know, some of the callers, Paul, and I know you don't have any control over this, but some of them are adult bullies, big time.
Yeah.
And they're so degrading to each other. I don't get it. I mean, it's like, you know, grown children arguing.
Well, I think a lot of people don't ever get over the fact they're no longer on the playground in middle school, so they come here.
Yes, and they want to some of them want to control
right
everything, take over your show, God forbid. I was trying to think of the guy that called, the young man that called the communications kid, the one that you put, who did you put on with him?
Hayden, that was Jim.
Okay.
The artist formerly
known. Yeah, I mean, it was like,
I asked for forgiveness on that. So fortunately, Hayden called back again today, and we were able to rectify the situation.
I was going to say the only thing that would have been really awful is if you had, if I Man had been waiting, and I mean because we know how that would have gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I was the voyeur in me just wanted something to happen, and it did.
Well, it did, but, I mean, like I said, some of the callers, you know, like, call in, is it AJ, making fun of
right.
Jim, and, I mean, all of them have issues, and then there was this one man that called it. God, he sounded like he was going to have a heart attack.
I wonder, Brenda, I wonder if we should get a therapist in here one day.
I know, right?
just give everybody, I mean, listen, a lot of us need to see a therapist, but we just don't, we can't, we don't, or don't want to, for whatever reason. That way, everybody could call in, talk to the therapist, find out what they need to do, and maybe get, I mean, there used to be shows like that, wasn't there? Dr. Phil, yeah, Dr. Phil,
but you know,
Dr. Laura.
But you know, a lot of people are old school, and they wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
they
a lot of my friends go to therapists, and I've always felt like I needed to, but I have this experience every day to help me get through.
I was
going
to say, after your daily saga with your callers, yeah, you might need some therapy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wonder. I feel like I missed that. At some point, I should have gone to therapy, and I would have been a lot better off.
Okay. Well, listen,
does
I also
Disney
enjoy Jonathan.
Does cover that? I'm sure it does. Hey, Brenda, I'll tell you a funny story. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air. We used to have a guy here. Do you remember that guy? You know what I'm talking about? Like this guy with he would, like, he had the tweed coat and the patches. He would be here like every third Tuesday. Yeah, he would like where the makeup room is. So back before COVID, I shouldn't tell this story. I was traveling all week. I was going to New York Monday night. I was there Tuesday and Wednesday. I'd come back Thursday. Then on Friday, I'd go to the SEC Nation. And then on Saturday afternoon, I'd fly to Connecticut where ESPN is. I was pretty wired. I mean, you were here. I mean, it was more than I should have, but I agreed to do it. So one day I'm here, and I would kind of grunt at the guy in the hallway. I knew some people that went to see him. And one day he said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "Yes." He said, "Could I have a word?" I said, "Yes." He said, that I am the therapist or psychiatrist, whatever." He said, "You know I'm available every other Tuesday if you'd like to make an appointment." I'm like, "What?" He said, I know this is probably none of my business." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "But you looked a little wired." He said, I said, "Well, thank you." I calmed. I didn't get upset because I said, "Well, thank you very much. I'll make an appointment next time."
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And then COVID happened and never saw him again. I wish I had. We'll take a short break. Back after this.